There's a holdup in the Bronx.
Brooklyn's broken out in fights.
There's a traffic jam in Harlem that's backed up to Jackson Heights.
There's a scout troop short a child. Khrushchev's too and Idlewild.
Car 54, where are you?
There's a holdup in the Bronx.
Brooklyn's broken out in fights.
There's a traffic jam in Harlem that's backed up to Jackson Heights.
There's a scout troop short a child. Khrushchev's too and Idlewild.
Car 54, where are you?
What's up?
What the heck is this? Somebody's in my bungalow. And while I was wondering, I
said, we're on.
Wait a minute. I remember the guy borrowed my key. So there's probably people in there, you know. So I didn't have a key, so I knocked at the door. And I knocked at the door, and we opened up the door, and I recognized there were the Beatles in my dressing room. They recognized me. Grandpa! I said, what are you doing in my dressing? This is my bungalow. And because they could not, a hotel for security reasons and all other reasons, they could not get a hotel. So they housed them in four different, you know, bungalows on the Universal lot, which is closed off and has its own police department. And none of them... Millions of kids knew that that's where they were staying. You know, they were looking for the Beatles in a hotel or whatever, or some, you know, gimmick.
In your bungalow.
Right. And that's how I met him the first time. And I became very friendly with John and Paul. And
fun people?
Later on, I saw John, and, you know, in New York when he was living at the Dakota, and, you know, and Paul and... But that's how I met him. It was at Universal. They were in my bungalow. I knocked at the door, and there they were.
Kind of a shock, huh? Find the Beatles in your bedroom.
So what's up? We play your requests here and everything.
Mm. I love that song.
Yeah, I do too.
I think it's one of the best things he ever did.
Yeah, I do too. It's a great song. And I probably would have never played it if you haven't asked for it, unfortunately.
Oh,
I think I'm too cool for certain things.
I'm glad you like it well enough not to play it. That's nice. I like that.
No, I like it a lot. Nice. I like it a lot, but I do something different here.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So the phone number, 201-266-7900, 7901, or 7902, 201. Area code, 266-7901, 02, or 00. And we're going to talk to Grandpa live. Grandpa, you can hear them through your headphones. Okay. The rest of you guys hopefully will hear them through the speakers. If not, shut up. Okay, WFMU, you're on the air.
Hello, Grandpa.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm just dandy. How are you?
Good.
How do you like FMU?
How do I like it?
Yeah.
I think it's very interesting.
Yeah, great station.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I only kind of tuned in at your interview here halfway through.
Oh.
And, I've heard you in different stations, and I've watched you for years and years and years. I don't know what your ethnic background is, but if it means
ethnic background,
it's curious because you look, as far as your looks go, you look just like my grandfather, personally, Grandpa.
You better talk to your grandmother about that. You know, I did get around in my day. Where did your grandmother live?
Where didn't he live? I think it's the resemblance is too bizarre, to tell you the truth.
And, really?
He came to this country, I think he was 21. And a Hungarian Jew.
Yeah.
I don't know, again, I don't know what your background is, but the resemblance is uncanny. And even as a child... Now
let's not talk so much about your grandpa. Let's talk about your grandmother.
Oh, my grandmother. Does Lucretia Borgia ring a bell?
Hey,
yes,
how do you?
I knew her quite well.
Did
yes.
You?
Is
yes.
it cool to talk to Grandpa or what?
Yeah.
Is it cool to talk to Grandpa?
Yeah. Where did your grandmother live?
New York City, Upper West Side.
You're really? Serious about this, aren't you?
Yeah, that's. Yeah. Nice lady, very
yeah,
nice lady. We had a good time together. Yes, nice lady. Nice lady. Yes.
So tell us more about Car 54. Were you ever involved with that? Because I know Fred Gwynne was.
Yes, I was involved with it. I played Officer Leo Schnauzer. Right. And I had a wife in the show, Sylvia Schnauzer. And an unbiased opinion, I was the only reason that the show was brought back.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And where did they go from there, the other characters?
We didn't.
They didn't?
Mm. Rayner created the show, took it off the air.
Oh.
Right, because NBC wouldn't give him a much better time slot. How old are you?
How old am I? I'm 25.
25. Well,
yes,
you weren't born then. It's 28 years ago that I did the show. And it had a very unfortunate slot. We were opposite the first half hour of Ed Sullivan.
Uh-huh.
And so the show ran 2 years, and the genius who created the show, among many others, Nat Hiken, wanted NBC to change the slot. They wouldn't, and so he took it off the air.
My trivia knowledge of TV is minimal. Was it before or after the Munsters?
Before.
Before?
Yes, before. Right.
Okay.
It was done in New York, and the Munsters was done in California.
And it wasn't the same producer as the Munsters?
No, 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 totally no, 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 no. The producer of, no, no, of the Munsters, what we call a line producer at Universal, Joe Connolly and Bob Mosher.
We're going to move on, okay, Grandpa?
Yeah, oh. I think we've run the IQ level.
On the gamut.
FMU, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, what's up?
Hi.
Hi.
I wanted to ask Al about, amongst all the other things he did, circus performer and vaudeville and this and that, a couple of years ago I read something in Sports Illustrated.
That's right.
That you were a basketball scout. So I want to know about that.
No, first of all, let me clarify that. I'm the most knowledgeable man of round ball who ever lived, lives, or will live.
All right.
I have been scouting and recruiting it since 1935. New or old math, young fella, that's 53 years. I've seen more high school games than the 10 most prominent coaches in longevity put together.
X-Ray told me that you were a basketball scout, and I didn't believe him. I didn't think.
Sure, believe
that,
it.
That fit it. Yeah.
Ask ESPN. Ask
image.
Sports Illustrated.
That's right. You're frequently, they
who
show you at the games.
High school talent in this area?
At a minimum. I scouted this area
mm-hmm.
before I moved to the coast. And
yeah.
Oh, sure. Oh, sure. And in Jersey, my God. Oh, yeah.
The number is 201-266-7900, sure. 01 or 02. And is there somebody else on the line? I believe there is.
Yeah, hi.
What's up?
Nothing. Yeah,
that's cool. Go ahead.
All right. Sorry about that. Mr. Lewis, I saw you in a Pathmark store once. I think it was around 1972.
With my grandmother.
No, not with my grandmother. Maybe with yours.
1972.
Yeah, it was a film with George C. Scott. You didn't have a very big part.
Oh, yes. They Might Be Giants.
Right. You waved at me out the window of the store when my parents or my aunt and uncle took me by to see you. But I wanted to wave back now and say hi.
This, you know where this store was?
Yeah, it was in Woodbury, not too far from Philly.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. It was a supermarket that hadn't opened yet.
Right, it was a
brand
new store.
And we were filming, that's right, it was a excellent script.
It was a very good movie, yeah.
Yes, I thought it was a terrible movie. thanks to the effort of George and Joanne Woodward. Rest in peace. I thought the script was marvelous. It was written by the same gentleman who wrote Lion in the Winter that won all the awards a couple of years previous, James Goldman. I think they butchered it completely. I remember that very well. As a matter of fact, I can tell you the name of the motel that I stayed at, the Bobette Motel.
Oh, yeah, Bobette.
That's right.
Okay.
You know who owned the Bobette Motel?
No.
Bobette.
Nope. Nope. Felix Boccaccio, the man who was the manager of Jersey Joe Walcott.
You got another caller on the line with a loud radio. Hey, what's up?
Oh, I'm on the air?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. I just wanted to ask Grandpa if he ever met John Lennon after that incident at the bungalow.
Oh, sure. I many a time. We became very good friends.
You did?
Yes. Oh,
do you have any anecdotes or any stories to tell about later meetings?
Like, you know, funny, hysterical,
or just
scandalous.
Personal, you know, personal pictures, insights into his, your relationship with him.
I admired him greatly as a songwriter, as a person, and that's about it. I knew him fairly well. We were separated by coasts, but whenever I got to New York, I would go to see him. And
I have a question for Grandpa.
Calm down, hold on.
Yes?
Yes.
Well, that's it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yo.
Excuse me. Could you say anything about how the Depression affected the entertainment industry?
Oh, horribly. It affected it in a most dreadful manner. Most dreadful manner. Why did you happen to ask that? That's a very hard question. Did you have a relative who was an entertainer during that period, or?
Well, my grandparents lived through the Depression.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And I, you know, you were getting on Charlie Chaplin before and mm-hmm. W.C. Fields.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it just, I always wondered about that, like how.
That was a very, very desperate period in American life. Very desperate period in American life.
Sure.
Oh, I mean, people get mildly horrified at seeing two homeless people sleeping on the street in New York City. Can you imagine a line, 2.5 miles long, people lining up to get a bowl of soup and a slice of bread? That's basically what it was.
Cool. 201-266-7900, 01 or 02. Talk to Grandpa. Make him laugh.
Okay, thanks, Grandpa.
Take it easy.
See you later.
You're welcome.
You're right.
It is. Just a small cross-section.
We exhausted
our
entire
family.
Audience?
No, we haven't.
Just the ones who can afford to pay the phone bill.
That was a terrible demographic study we just went.
Now, Grandpa's disappointed in us. Call
no,
a 201.
I
want them to call anyway.
Yeah,
We only have 10 minutes left to talk to Grandpa. And we want to do it now. Can you do a little laugh for us again? Maybe someone will like that. What's up? You're on the air.
Yo, Grandpa.
Yeah.
I heard once, I don't listen to Howard Stern, but I heard once you did a live rally on the air with him.
Be cool about this. Would you call her?
Yes, I did.
Someone told me you had a particular comment regarding the FCC. I wonder if you'd mind repeating it now verbatim.
Grandpa, don't repeat it, please.
Why the frig should I?
Well, that about sizes it up. I don't know. It's just it's a popular sentiment, really, among a lot of the listeners to the station.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
We regard them as a bunch of...
I hope
really.
You do well on your SAT.
Take it easy. 201-266-7900-01 or 02. I do think that was a great thing you did at the rally, but
you don't even know what I did.
Don't do it again.
Oh, you don't know what I did.
I heard it. I quoted it to you at the restaurant, and you said, "Did I say that?" I
can't
quote it now. No.
No. Can you can't even quote it off the air?
I can quote it off the air.
No, because most people go into a whole speech. I didn't. I just did it outside. We got to count the words. It's either 9 or 10 words.
What's up? You're on the air.
Hi there.
Hi.
Grandpa. How are you doing?
Good.
Good, good. I was wondering, did you ever have anything to do with the TV show Our Miss Brooks?
Ah, you know who the producer of that show was?
No, who's that?
A man who has the same name, Al Lewis.
Oh, I see.
Right. That's why you asked that question.
Right, right.
I know that. Sneaky Pete, I know that.
Oh, well.
Sneaky Pete, my aunt used to drink that.
He's not here.
Your
uncle
hero,
drank
Grandpa.
King Kong. I know.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you that. You made me very happy for 20 some odd years.
Thank you. You're very kind to say that.
Take
Thank
care.
Thank you.
FMU, you're on the air.
Okay, I just had an odd sort of question to ask Grandpa here. I realize that he owes his, you know, his great TV programs, which, you know, you can see a whole generation of young kids have seen it. The question is, who's getting the money from all these reruns?
Grandpa.
I have a large partner, Universal Studios.
He's calling from a phone booth on the turnpike.
I mean, do you feel victimized, or I remember, well, who was the character there's one actor from McHale's Navy who, you know, had a very big fight, you know, against trying
and to... And he quit the show, Ernie Borgnine.
No, he played the captain. I forgot his name. Flynn, was it?
Right, Joe. But Ernie, the last year, quit the show. The show was done without Ernie. He wanted more money. And he quit. Right. Right. No, I don't feel victimized. Not at all. No.
201-266-7900-01 or 02. Talk to Grandpa. Meanwhile, let's see if Grandpa remembers this.
The wrong one. How could I get the wrong one?
Maybe you need glasses. Why don't you take the eye test? Now, what am I holding out in front of me? I'll give you a hand. It's between D and F. Don't peek. What do you say, partner? What do you say? We get down to business.
Twilight Zone.
Really?
Yeah.
Right, you...
A friend of mine, John Schnall, recorded it for us, and he swore it was you, and he checked the credits.
It wasn't.
It wasn't.
No.
He must have lied about checking the credits.
We found out about your friend now.
Honesty in broadcasting.
I did his follow-up show.
Everyone's hanging up on you, Grandpa.
Yeah, his follow-up show after Twilight Zone. Night Gallery.
Night Gallery. That was great. That was great. The original movie was the coolest,
yeah,
I thought.
Yeah.
Was that the one you did?
No, I did
one of the series.
I did a couple of spots in the series, which was done at Universal. Right.
What's up? You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Glenbo.
Oh.
What's up? Who's this?
Andy.
Hey, Andy. What do you have to ask Grandpa?
Adney.
I don't know if this is asked already, but how old is Grandpa?
You mean, how old am I?
Yeah.
78 years young.
Wow.
Oh, what's cool. That? Dog years.
78.
Not a bad
number. So, where's your great-grandkids? Do you have any?
Great-grandkids? No.
No great-grandkids?
No.
Oh. Any grands?
Yeah, no.
No?
Yeah. Yeah? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I had to think, huh?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Hey, speak to Grandpa yourself. 201-266-7900-01-02. You have 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Hey, get Andy to come and drive us home.
Not you. You're gone. Come up and drive us home, Andy.
Oh, yeah.
Is he the local bus driver?
He's the local driver, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Local limousine man. Irwin's be here. We have 5 minutes left, Grandpa. Back to that great Grandpa's Villa Gente, located on Bleecker Street in beautiful Greenwich Village, Manhattan. How about
we've got
it,
a
huh?
light.
Yeah.
Andy's friend Amos is on.
What's up?
Yes, I was wondering if Grandpa might sing us a song.
Ooh, cool.
Sing you a song?
Yeah. You're an entertainer, aren't you?
I didn't prepare for this. Sing you a song. Boy, that's a tough one. That's
a tough one. You can do it.
I know I can. Would you want to sing it with me?
I don't think so.
Why?
Come on, you're asking Grandpa to sing
and
you won't sing?
Let's you and I do a duet together, baby.
I'll go for it.
Hmm?
Maybe if the guys would sing along, too.
No, 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 no. no, no. no.